Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. And this is your host, Allison, and I welcome you to the show, and thank you for joining me, and I hope that everyone is doing well this evening. I gotta say, I'm absolutely delighted to introduce my guest this evening. I want to share with you first how I met him. Many of you guys know that I have done many numerology seminars for Susan Duvall, who is a wonderful woman behind the Susan Duvall seminars. And Susan strives to bring to southeastern PA the most outstanding speakers she can find for personal growth, holistic health, spirituality, and metaphysics. And I received an email from Susan about one of her upcoming speakers, and there was a picture of my guest, John Davis. And according to what I read, he was a healer, and he also was a man who was told he was John the Apostle in a past life. And really, honestly and truly, it was his face that just jumped out at me on the page. And it was almost as though I was seeing this glow or this halo around him, and I just made up my mind that I needed to go see him. So I made an appointment to have a healing with John, a private one-on-one healing. And I got to tell you that, I've met and talked to and interacted with many mediums and channelers and healers in my time. But there was just something about him and something really drew me to this. It isn't something I normally do. And when I met with him, it was really very obvious from the get-go that I was in the company of someone pretty special. And what was even more amazing was the actual healing that he did. I mean, I have to tell you people, John held my hands and there were, his hands were doing things I don't think it's physically possible for anyone to do. It's almost like every single nerve in his hand, every single muscle, everything was twitching and moving, and you could feel the energy come through him. And for me, it was an amazing experience. And the reason why I went to John in the first place was that I had been told that I had arthritis in my back, which was causing pain. I also had bursitis in my hip, which was causing pain. And I had gone through practically a whole year of limping around and dealing with it and doing, you know, everything that I thought that I could to try to heal myself. And the one thing I did know is one thing that numerology does teach me and has taught me is that God did put on this planet healers and channelers and psychics and mediums, and I absolutely believed in having a healing. And so here I go, and I have this healing with John, and what was the most amazing thing was is that the next day I got up, and it was like the first time in as long as I can remember that I was absolutely without pain. I didn't have the pain in my back. I didn't have the bursitis. And I have to tell you also that for almost 1 year, my usual walk, usually I walk rather energetically and rather quickly, but I had slowed down so much, and I literally looked like I was walking in pain, and I noticed that my old gait was back and that I was feeling even more energized, and it was just completely miraculous for me. And so, you know, it's first and foremost having energetically to spend that time with John, but also on a personal level to experience the healing myself. And I don't take that sort of thing lightly. I was in rather awe of it. So when I say that I'm just more than delighted to share with you this wonderful person, John, tonight, I'm sincere about that. I'm delighted that he's on the show. So I guess I'm going to stop talking about my experience, and I'm going to welcome my wonderful new friend, John Davis, to the show. Hi, John. How you doing?
I am doing wonderfully well, and thank you so much for bringing me on your show. It's an absolute pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure for me, but also as soon as I had to. It was just a matter of, I have to share him with everybody I know. It was just, you know, I have to share this man. So, John, listen, I'm not going to go into your bio, but I'm going to let you perhaps tell your story. So I'd like you to just take a few minutes here at the beginning and, you know, kind of explain, how did you get here? How did you get to be the healer?
Okay. It was a very interesting story in regards that I was raised in a very upright Catholic family, and was very much the altar boy and the person who read on the readings and did all of that. And after I left that church, I actually went on the road as a Renaissance Festival performer for 25 years. And so I was traveling around the country, and I was surrounded by people of all different spiritual beliefs. So I was beginning to see all these different spiritual beliefs. And then at one Renaissance Festival, I ran into a lady who, she walked up to me, and she started saying the most amazing things about me and about my life. And she told me that I was seeing auras. And I, at that point, I was already seeing auras. Her name was Sharon Prince, and she's an amazing, amazing reader. And she's done some amazing channeling work for me. And she also wrote a book about me called John of Old, John of New. She's easy to find at SharonPrince.net. But she was the first of a total of 19 now different psychics who had told me about my past life as John the Beloved Apostle. Well, I'm very much a critical thinker, and so as these things started happening, I was testing the waters and seeing other ways to find out about the past life. And what was really interesting for me is the, of those 19, I would say probably 8 of them were readings that I sat down for. The rest of them were people who walked up to me and grabbed me by the arm and told me. And eventually, I was tired of the whole idea of the psychics telling me I wanted another avenue. So I went ahead and I found a past life regression therapist. And her name was Carol Berman. She's a wonderful lady in Bethesda, Maryland. She did a great job on my regression. And she led me back, and I got to experience the life of John the Beloved Apostle and walking and learning from the wonderful guy that I know as Jeshua. And I got some really wonderful messages out of that. But what happened was, as I began to tell my story around the country, I would go to, you know, metaphysical groups and things like that. And I was in a metaphysical group in Houston, Texas. And we were all sitting there in the room, and I was telling my story about all the past lives and the regression and all that. And as I was standing there telling the story, in the back of the room, I saw a lady come into the room late. And she walked in. And when she walked in, I could physically see an angel standing behind her. And I just watched her, and she kind of snuck to the back corner and sat down. And I just kept talking. I kept seeing her. You know, it was really an amazing experience because, you know, when I see them, and I believe I see angels with wings because of the fact that I was raised Catholic, and that's
sure.
The structure that I have. I think a Buddhist would see something else, whatever. So, well, at the end of the night, my host says, John, there's someone here who'd like a healing. Would you be willing? And I had never done one. I'd never done any healing work at all. And I said, well, I'm willing to pray for her. And she said, can we come forward? And she stood up and she walked to the front of the room. And it was this woman with this angel behind her. And she walked up, and she sat in a chair right in front of me. And she was still probably a good, you know, 6-8 feet away from me when she sat down. And all of a sudden, I could feel standing behind me the presence of Jeshua.
Mm.
And when I say that, it's really kind of an interesting thing, because one of the most visceral experiences in my regression was the fact that you could stand easily 8-10 feet away from him, and you could feel his presence.
Sure.
And so I was standing there and looking at this woman. I could feel his presence. So I closed my eyes and I began to pray. Well, all of a sudden I had this third eye vision, and I could feel his energy passing. The third eye vision, that he walked by me. He walked right over her. He put his hands on her hands. And what happened for me was, I'm watching this with my third eye. Sharon Prince is sitting in the chair right next to me. She feels him walk by. Couple other clairvoyant people in the room saw him in the room. The lady in the center went to her doctor the next day. And by the way, she felt someone touch her hands. She went to the doctor the next day, and she no longer had lupus.
Wow.
And I was blown away by this. So
right.
That was my first experience with a healing that was happening. Well, since then, what happened in my regression was I had an experience where my regressionist actually you know, she unknowingly made a mistake. And the mistake was that when you do the regressions, you know, they lead you through the life and they go to the end of the life and let you experience your passing so that you know that it's a real life and you get to experience the traumas of that. So she took me to that point, and when she asked me if I'd be willing to see his death, in the regression, I was looking at Jeshua. And so I said, I couldn't imagine it. She said, well, let's, you know, would you like to try? I said, sure. And I ended up going to the crucifixion.
Oh, wow.
So I ended up watching the crucifixion, and if you've ever heard my regression CD, it is the one regression I did. It is, I left it all intact and put it on the CD so people could hear it, because what happened next was really incredible. What happened next was my doctor, who was amazing, I love her to death, she said, you can talk to him from the other side, thinking still that she was talking about John of the Beloved.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was the last half of my regression was me in time channeling, with asking questions of Jesus and Jeshua.
Wow.
And so I got all kinds of information in that. And then I went in and I started doing healing. Now, since then, what happened, because of the way my regression happened, you know, when most people get regressed, they go down for about 20 minutes, they have their experience, they come back, and they end up having that's kind of a one-time deal, one-time shot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened with me is, some hypnotists will tell you this does happen occasionally, what happened with me was whenever I have an emotional experience in this life, or like a very strong emotional experience in this life, I actually still snap into the same emotion in that life. So I have had an ongoing regression since 97.
Right. But that's not a mistake, you don't think?
It's not like No. I keep saying mistake, but it definitely, I think it was totally divine. Totally divine.
Right.
And I don't believe in mistakes. I think things happen for a reason. But that was her mistake. And if you could see me now, I'm actually making quotes in the air with the word mistake. But amazing experience. And so then I started listening to what I was being told. And the first thing I was told was that I was to be a healer, and not only a healer, but to be a doorway for healing. So energy would flow to and from me freely without any structure or design. So I've had Reiki masters who've tried to do Reiki on me, and they can't find the outside of me. They actually call me the doorway. And one of them had an experience where an archangel came in and actually took her body to actually do work on me. And she actually slipped out of body and watched her body doing the work from the ceiling. But to date, we have seen hundreds and hundreds of healings. We've seen, lupus, cancer. We had a lady who had 6 weeks to live with cancer all the way through her spinal column. She had no cancer the next day. We've had crippled children stand. We've had paralyzed men walk. We've had a lady with 30 years muscular dystrophy, no symptoms of it in 5 minutes' time.
Mm-hmm.
We've had just recently, actually, in Doylestown, a man come in. He had cataracts over both his eyes, and in the middle of my speech, he actually asked for a healing. I worked with him, and by the end of the speech, his eyes were clear.
Right. Well, what you do is very powerful, and as I said, as an observer, you know, there's part of me that observed, and then there's part of me that felt, and I can't get over what goes on with your hands. It's just bizarre. I mean, I have to say, John, I'm sorry, but it's bizarre. I mean,
your hands do
things that it's impossible to make your hands do. And part of me was rather fascinated with that during the healing. I was like, his hands are just twitching every which way but loose, and muscles were moving that it would be impossible to make palm muscles, you know, move, twitch the way they were. It was rather amazing. But also energetically, because I'm very sensitive to energy, and I really feel that from just your picture, that was what drew me, was to your energy. But then when you were doing the healing, you know, I could actually feel the energy. So it was really rather an amazing experience for me. Now, John, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I do know that we heard a beep. So I do think someone is rather anxious to talk to you. So if you don't mind, why don't we just stop the conversation for a second and take the caller, okay?
Sure. Okay. Be great.
All right. So I know that someone beeped in, so we have somebody on the line. Yes? Hello?
Yes?
Hi, who's this?
My name is Anne Marie Ireland.
Hi, Anne. How are you?
I'm just great. And I think I'm going to be greater after talking with John.
Well, you know what? I'm going to let you talk to John. And I talked to John before the show, and I said, John, he graciously has, you know, told me that he can do healings through conversation with someone over the phone. So we're going to be doing healings on the show. And I said, John, you know, a lot of people have a lot of different ways that they go about this sort of thing, so what do you need? And John said, I really need to talk to that person for a while. And so, you know, I'm just going to introduce you to, and I'm going to let you guys take it away. John, this is Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Well, I'm very excited because I made a little altar here, and I've got candles and incense, and I feel this is very, very sacred. I think I may have known you before in a past life also, in that lifetime, and I am from Colorado. I was guided out of the blue to come to Hawaii, where I believe my life and soul's purpose is to do healing work, and you're part of the process to heal any blocks or anything that need be to get me to exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Exactly. Do you have any physical ailments or anything like that?
Yes, I've been in some bad car accidents. I've got neck and back problems.
Do you also get, and I'm going to ask this just very straightforward, do you also get like migraine-style headaches in the right side of your head?
I get some sometimes, yes.
Yeah, because right before your call in, I actually got hit in the side of my head with a really strong pain. I want to make sure that was you or whether that was somebody else coming in.
I have a girlfriend who is also calling, Jody Beth, and she gets the real bad migraine. So
yeah,
she's calling
definitely,
you too. Yeah,
okay,
I think
great.
That's Jody Beth.
I think that must have been for her because she must have been pretty focused because
I
really felt that pain really strong.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you're asking to open up to your healing gift, is that?
Yes.
Excellent. That's a wonderful place to be. So what do you think is your blockage?
I've been a healer in many lifetimes and been burned and stretched and beheaded and I think that's probably a fear in my DNA.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And,
I'm sure.
Coming from South Dakota originally, you know, I would know things and be able to do things, and people just didn't understand it. They thought I was a little bit woo-woo.
I use the exact same terminology, actually. That's very funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me address one thing. You have a belief that you're closed, and that's a very important thing because you know as Buddha would say, you know what we think we become, we create our world. As Jesus would say, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Well, faith is just belief.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, today the day that you release the blockages?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. And
absolutely.
So you're asking basically to go to your next spiritual level?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought you were asking. Okay. What I would like you to do is, at this moment right now, is I would like you to just take a very big, deep breath. And when I say that, I mean I want you to fully inhale into your lungs the air that makes your stomach stick out. And then when you release that breath, I want you to relax every part of your body. And I mean, let every muscle just hang loose and free. And what's going to happen in this process as you do that, you're going to start to feel an energy coming into your body because what's going to happen is I'm going to open up on my side and I'm going to start releasing through. So I would like you to just start to, as you release, you're releasing any blockages. As you breathe in, you're going to feel at the bottom of your exhale, you're going to feel a small tingle or a small bit of energy in your body.
When I feel it in my left hand.
Is it in your left hand?
And I can see I'm receiving it already, huh?
Oh, excellent, excellent. Okay, so when you inhale, I want you to draw that energy up into your body and specifically bring it all the way up to the top of your head and feel your face fill with that energy. And then breathe it on out. Because what happens is, to be a true healer or to go to that next level that you're asking to go to, you need to release any blockages of ego or any other aspects, and you become an open, flowing doorway of energy. I always start every healing session before I even started. I say, thank you, God, for allowing me to be a doorway for healing. You know, most people think of healing energy as electricity. They have that sort of electrical current. Well, I look at it a little differently, because when you plug electricity in, instantly there's power. The way energy works through me and through my experience is that it's more like water. And it flows in a direction, and it flows back, and it flows in a direction, and it flows back. And if there's a blockage, like a dam in the river, eventually there will be a buildup there, and then it will start to break down things.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, great. So the key to where you want to go is to actually go to a place of allowing it to flow naturally without any inhibitions. Let it flow and feel the joy come and go from you, because the more you love, the more love comes to you and it surrounds you and it then permeates out. The one thing about Jeshua that I will always remember about him was that, first of all, he was a very funny man. He would make you laugh. And the reason he would make you laugh is because inside of your laughter is that vibration of love. So he would get you to laugh, and then he would give you slip in a spiritual truth right behind it. So in this situation, what I'm asking you to do is find the feeling of a smile while you're breathing.
Okay.
So go ahead. Now I'm going to talk as we go, so you can just go ahead and breathe and let it go. And as you feel it coming in and coming out, let me know if you can feel it moving.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Now, as you're feeling it going in and out, I want you to realize that it's washing away any blockages, any concerns, anything that's going to stop you from moving to your next level.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now that you're experiencing that, I would like to do an affirmation, and I do it in prayer form. You know, you can do it however, whichever way you do it. I use the word God because my mom was Catholic. but you can use goddess, universe, whatever you want to use in the process.
I use God, goddess, because I was Catholic and Lutheran.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, there you go. So I always start with gratitude. I say, thank you, God.
Uh-huh.
So go ahead and repeat after me if you would. Thank you, God.
Thank
goddess,
you, God. Goddess.
For the rising of my spiritual level.
Who is the riser of my spiritual level?
That I am receiving.
That I am receiving.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now do you know what amen really means?
It is done.
It means so be it. It means it is done.
So
now, I'll tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something else.
Uh-huh.
In the Bible, it says, whatever you wish, ask in God's name, and it is granted. Well, God's name is I Am, according to Moses.
Uh-huh.
And you just said, thank you, God, Goddess, for taking me to my next spiritual level, basically, or rising to my next spiritual level, that I am receiving.
Yes.
You just said, I am receiving. You just said, in God's name. You just asked in God's name for going to the next level. So, if the Bible says, if you ask in my name, you will receive, what does that mean?
I've already received it.
You've already received it. That's exactly right. Yes. So, that would mean that you are healed.
Yes. Yes, I am.
You feel that?
Oh, yes, I am. Yes. Yes.
Excellent. Well, God bless you for taking the faith, because in reality, it's your faith that takes you to that place. All I do on my end is I open up to the source and I let energy come through my body. But if you don't have the faith, then it doesn't happen. And you did, because you not only said it, but you felt it happen.
And God bless you, beautiful man. Thank
you. Isn't he beautiful?
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Anne. God bless you, sweetie.
God bless you, honey.
Alrighty. Bye. Wow, I almost got crying there, John. I don't think I can work with you, dude.
Well, let me tell you an interesting story about what just happened here. Is I had had another lady. You need to take this call?
Well, if you can do it really quick, tell me really quickly. Yes.
Had another lady ask for the exact same thing she did. Asked to go to the next spiritual level. And what happened in her session was a very different experience. She actually died during the healing session.
Oh, boy, thanks.
Yes. But what was really interesting was she passed away. She experienced all this out-of-body stuff and all this experience. And at the end of the healing session, she stood back up.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And she was a completely changed person, and she was at her next level. So for her, she had to pass to actually go to her next level.
Wow.
Weird.
Weird. Yeah. Oh. Okay, well, we're going to take our next caller. So who's calling, please? Hello? Do we have somebody calling into the show? Speak up.
Allison, it's Jody Bass.
Hi, Jody.
Sorry if you can't hear me very well, and I think I was giving John some of my migraine pain. I'm sorry for that. I've been praying for both of you.
Well,
it's funny that
you
popped in before me. That's funny.
Yeah, John, this is Jody, and this is the migraine that you were feeling before Ann called.
I'm sorry about that.
It hit me really hard in the right temple.
Usually I have medicine for it, so I don't wish it on anybody, just having to feel it as it is.
So are we healing it today?
Yes, I would like to do that. And I was I was thinking about the questions you were asking Annie. So when you were talking, I just got, about leaving my burdens behind, and I was trying to think of why I have different ailments that I have, and I think it's about being sad. So I'd like to go to the next level, too. I want to be powerful and on my purpose and get my heart and my faith back.
Sure.
Have made me very tired.
Well, it's really interesting. One of the lessons that I've learned in this process, when I had my regression, the regressionist asked a wonderful question. She asked, what is the lesson to get out to the world? And the lesson was that everything is love, and that we were given fear as a tool to experience love fully, and that we're basically here to experience our separation so that we could come to know God or come to know the source, which is love. And what happens is we all get mired in our self-doubt and our self-worth and our past traumas, and we get very mired in our fear base, and we have a hard time getting out of that mindset. And still today, there are things that will occasionally bubble up from my youth that I work with, and I had one come up this past week, which was a really interesting experience for me because I've worked for many years to clean out that in my own person, but I had an experience come up that kind of blindsided me this past week. It kind of brought some stuff up, and I was able to clear it out. So what we're going to do with you today is we're going to help you clear some of that stuff out.
Thank you.
So as you tell me the story, you were telling me about the in the past you felt weak. Is that because of your family situation?
Yeah, I had a very kind of traumatic childhood, and I had a lot of severe neglect and abandonment. So medical intuitives told me that my type 1 diabetes, it's a virus that I have, and that kind of caused my type 1, and I have kind of chronic fatigue from that. I don't have pain like people that have fibromyalgia, but I do get the migraines, and I have kind of menstrual issues that I've always had since I was about 15, which they always say is mother thing. So it really was my mom primarily, my dad too, but my mother is a big thing for me. So it's made there's many gifts in that, and there's many gifts that my illness has brought me. It's made me be more creative because I would be like a real type A personality. So it's made me slow down, actually, and be more creative. So I see the gifts in it, but I'm ready to get to the next level, too, if that's, in my highest and best, because I feel like there's things I have to do and I need energy to do them.
Well, let me tell you an interesting thing. If it's in my highest and best, So you are the creator of your experience. That is the teachings of all the avatars of old. They all have said the same thing, that we literally have come here and we create our experience. Now, if I were to tie this into a biblical thing, what I would say is that the Bible says, ask and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think of that statement for just a second, who's the one asking?
Me, or God source through me.
Right. So, but you're the one asking. God says ask, and then he waits for you to ask.
Right.
And then he lovingly gives you what you ask for. Most people don't realize, and this is a really important thing, you know, when, earlier on I said, amen, then so be it. It
right.
doesn't mean so will it be or so it was.
Mm-hmm.
You're very much in a past time frame.
Right.
And what's happening with you is you are unconsciously creating, and I say unconsciously because your past experience has said that the world is hard. And so
right.
it's stressful and painful and unloving.
Right.
And so what's happening now is your physical body is manifesting an experience of that belief. Now,
okay.
the next aspect of this is as Jeshua said, you know, be born again. What he meant by that was at some point you need to drop your past physical experience and start
right.
a new experience and start creating something
yes.
different. So is today the day?
Yes. Amen.
Today's the day then, right? Okay. So I don't want to hear any more, you know, I have this and I have that and I have this and I have that because
right.
all
I'm
of those
like
are representations
yeah.
of your past experience.
Right.
Does that make sense? Yeah. You know, people say all the time, you know, I want to do this, I want to feel better, I want to do this. Well, I try to do this. But if you ask God for wanting, needing, hoping, and trying, God is going to lovingly give you wanting, needing, hoping, and trying. Right? So,
okay.
And none of those feel good as far as I'm concerned.
Right?
So when you declare in the present moment, I am healed, I am going to the next level, I am, then God can give it to you. Now,
okay.
The reason I'm explaining this out for you, because it's kind of, in your situation, it's kind of what I'm doing is I'm shifting you. I'm shifting
okay.
you out of your past and putting you in the present.
Thank you.
Because what's happening in this, and you're so invested in the past events that your body is saying, okay, this is how it is. So,
all right,
does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so, if you think about this now, there's a guy, wonderful little smart guy named Einstein. He proved there's nothing solid in an atom. It's all pure energy without form.
Mm.
And if you think about it, I was breathing with your friend earlier. The air that we were breathing just then was made of atoms, as was the lungs that were breathing it, and the carpet on the floor and the couch you're sitting on is all made of atoms. So it's all
right.
one source anyway. And the only thing that we really are is an illusion. It's our perception. Mm-hmm. Our physical body is a manifestation of our thoughts.
Right.
And there's a book in the Bible that's called the Book of John. Pretty good book. You know, I wrote it.
you did good, John.
thanks. It's lasted a lot of years. Anyway, I've got a good shelf life. But if you look at the first lines of that book, in the beginning is the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If you put it in a different context, in the beginning of what you create is your word, and your word goes out to this formless energy, and this formless energy creates your experience around you out of its own energy. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So your words have been telling me. The reason I like to talk with people is because I like to hear where they are time frame wise. And
right.
so I'm hearing your time frame is the path. And so.
Right.
Your words are saying, you know, this is, I have this, I have that, I have this, I have this. And I know that's all residual. So
right
now, I'd like you to go ahead and start your breathing. Same situation as before. Just really fill your lungs up to full capacity. And when you exhale, just let every muscle relax. Allow yourself to relax. And just go ahead and breathe back and forth. And when you start to feel a little tingle, imagine bringing that little energy up through your body to the top of your head. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually gives me goosebumps on this end. So feel it come up through your body. Now, I want you to realize this. As you exhale, all of those ailments are going. And the feeling that you're actually feeling, that feeling that feels good, right? Does it feel good?
Yeah, tingly.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Happy.
You know what that feeling is?
Joy.
That's the feeling of your body in perfect health.
Mm.
That is the feeling of you in perfect health. Because in reality, your ailments feel bad. And right now you feel great. Right now you feel relaxed because you're not thinking about it. You're not focusing on ailment. Right?
Right.
So keep breathing. And just experience that feeling. Bring it all the way up into your face and let that energy fill into your face and the top of your head. And exhale and blow out anything that's stopping it until you feel that energy flowing back and forth, you know, in and out of you. And it keeps a residual hum once you get to that point. It no longer is rising up and down. It just stays in a residual hum. You can feel that energy going back and forth. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. So right now, let's do our prayer.
Okay.
I just repeat after me. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For the perfect health.
For the perfect health.
And the raising to the next level.
And the raising to the next level.
That I am receiving.
That I am receiving.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, you started that prayer with thank you. When you thank for something, you already have it in your hand. So somebody says, hey, can I have a glass of water? When the water hits their hand, they say thank you. So you already have it.
Mm-hmm.
You said, I am.
Yeah.
So you've already declared it. You're no longer declaring that you are sick. You are now declaring that you are in perfect health and raising to your next spiritual level. And then at the end, you said amen, which was this moment, right now. And so that entire statement was encapsulated in this present moment. And so all of that past is now gone because in this present moment, you're perfect.
Excellent.
And the interesting thing is that all you have to do is believe.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, do you believe?
Yes, I do.
And how do you feel?
I feel very tingly, and my hands are kind of numb, and I feel happy.
The other thing,
and I feel
that's
grateful.
An interesting thing. I'm so glad you said happy, because I one time had an experience where I watched a fireworks display go into slow motion at an event one time, and, you know, people see, like, when they have car accidents or something, they'll see, you know, their light, the everything slows down, time kind of slows down. I saw a fireworks display going in slow motion, and then I heard what I call a thought voice, and it said, I come within a smile. And I realized at that moment that when we truly smile, and we're truly joyful, we're truly happy, as you just said, that we touch the divine source in that moment, because behind that smile there's a feeling, and it's the same feeling as your perfect health right now. So when you said happy to me just now, you told me flat out that you touched the source. Because
Excellent.
In reality, if we're here to experience our separation, would God make it hard? It's as simple as choosing joy.
Choosing joy.
Okay.
I'm choosing joy.
Yeah.
Oh, Jody, I'm so glad you got through.
Thank you so much, Allison. Thank you, John.
Well, God
Thank
bless you.
Honey.
Blessings to both of you.
All right, honey. Love you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye. Oh, boy, John, I'm telling you, I don't know. I'm just sitting here and I'm closing my eyes and I'm sitting here and I'm going, no, come back, Allison, come back.
What happens with me on this end, most people are curious about you know, what happens during the process on my end. I consciously feel my crown chakra open.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that energy wash down into my body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you've had the experience, the personal experience being in the room with me. What happens with me is I feel it come down my right side.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it go up my left side.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I feel this energy flowing, it's definitely flowing like water, like I said earlier. It's moving in a very specific pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel that energy flowing. And you know, for me, I'm kind of shifted out of my body while that's happening. I'm kind of experiencing the energy, but I'm also there enough to be able to talk through it. But I can feel this energy moving, and on my end, it just makes me joyful and happy. And
you know you're doing it right when you're doing it that way.
Typically at the end of the day, I'm bouncing off the wall because I'm so charged up. It's funny.
Well, you know, one of the key things that you were saying to Jody, and I think that was really key for me too, was when I got up the next day after seeing you, I said over and over again, I am healthy. I am well. I can walk. I'm not in pain. And I kept saying it over and over again to myself, you know, not necessarily out loud, but in my head. And like I said, all of a sudden it was like I realized I am well. I am healthy. I do feel great, you know. I was like, wow, yeah. That's just really, you know, that was really, you know, profound. And as I said, and I know that we have another caller, and we're going to get right to you, caller. It was a year, and honest to God, I was at the point where I finally went to the doctor, and I literally said to him, I need drugs, and I'm the kind of person that I don't even take Tylenol. I never take ibuprofen. I don't take any drugs. But I just said, I need something so that when my children are around, so that, like, when they want to go to the mall or when I want to spend the day with my grandchildren, that I can handle the pain of being on my feet or moving around that much. And he gave me this great big long lecture on, you know, what they gave me, and, oh, my God, it's so addictive and all this other stuff. And I'm laughing at him going, yeah, like, I'll take it when I have to, not, you know. But I was literally to the point of I can deal with it for the most part, but when it came to wanting to spend time with my children, I didn't want to be in pain. And so I literally had these little magic pills that when I got to that point, I would literally, my husband had to force me to take one, but I would take one just so that I could enjoy my children. That's the kind of pain level that I was in for almost a year. And honestly, I'm running and skipping right now. So you're walking, talking, you know, success stories. I will say that.
I know that we have a caller, but just real quickly, I know your pain really well because most people don't know this about me, is I was born with spina bifida occulta. And so my back used to go out 2 to 3 times a month, and I would literally be bedridden.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to get up and move, people had to come pick me up and take me to bed, you know,
right.
Take me to the bathroom or whatever.
Right.
Debilitating pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally said, thank you, God, for the perfect back I am receiving. And I have not had an issue one with my back in over 15 years.
Yeah, I know.
And actually, just real quick, last year in Doylestown, I actually received hearing in my ear that I have a reverse eardrum in.
Wow.
So the same way.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Well, I'm going to take the next caller, John, but I'm also going to tell you that we have what I really want to do, and I guess I'm going to say this beforehand, okay? And caller, we're going to get right to you. First and foremost, I just want to let our listening audience know that John's website is johnofnew.com. And if you go to John's website, there's all kinds of information about John. Certainly information where you yourself can book a private session with John. John also does wonderful workshops. There's all kinds. He does spiritual mentoring. So I'm really encouraging you, not only listening to the show, because I can't even begin to tell you how wonderful John is. He's an amazing person, amazing presence. But go to johnofnew.com and take a moment and go through the website. John has a blog. It's really worthy of reading. There's testimonials on the pages, and I know that you're going to enjoy it. Again, that's johnofnew.com. Okay, I'm going to go to my next caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm going to turn you over to John. John, this is Jessica. Jessica, this is
John. Hi,
John.
Hi, Jessica. How are
you? Hi. I'm pretty good. Thank you so much for taking my call. My issue is, like, recently, over the last several months, I've been on this kind of really amazing spiritual journey of sorts. Like, my life kind of completely changed, and it's becoming this wonderful thing. And I'm focusing on moving more towards, like, helping other people and healing. And I guess I'm feeling some blocks as far as my I have issues with self-esteem and confidence. Even though I feel really confident and I have self-esteem, I don't know, I feel like it gets blocked here and there and it can hold me back.
Okay. Well, that's a belief right there. You feel that it's blocked, so that is, you just basically said, my belief is that it is blocked.
Okay.
The interesting thing about what you just said was you said self-doubt, you know, self-worth, self-confidence. Every one of those is one of the easiest ones to fix. And I'll tell you why.
Goody.
because most of our fears that we have are very much hidden or masked from what they really are. And so they put layers upon layers upon layers of various things on top of the fears. When if you break it down to its finest little minutest little place, most fear is, in fact, all fear is, in my opinion, the fear of not being loved in some form. And self-worth, self-doubt is only one step away. It's only one layer away, so it's really easy to fix. Because what is your spiritual belief? Are you a Christian? Are you Buddhist? What are you?
I was raised Christian. So, yeah, okay. I was raised actually Mormon, which is kind of odd, but I've been recently, like, I just had a past life regression, and I've been kind of getting into a lot of different spiritual things.
Yeah. What I find really interesting is when we start looking into our spirituality, you know, and here's my belief on religion and spirituality. Most people want to know that as well. My belief is religion is a history lesson in the spiritual experiences of somebody else. And spirituality is the present moment. Because if you look back at you know, Buddha and Krishna and Muhammad and Jeshua and all of the avatars of old, you know, Swami Narayan, and you look at them, they're all having these amazing spiritual experiences, and the whole time they're having it, they're telling us that we are the same as they. You know, as Jeshua said, I am the Son of Man. And he also said, I am the Son of God, and you are the children of God. So in reality, you are the same as the avatars of old. You are the same as Christ and Buddha. And, you know, the Christ is the energy that Jeshua carried. So you carry the Christ energy inside. And Siddhartha became the Buddha. So the Buddha energy is the Christ energy in some form. It's the divine energy. It's the awakening to what they call the Bodhisattva, which is the someone who is working towards their enlightenment, and they're not only enlightenment of themselves, but enlightenment of others as well. So that is basically what you've just said to me, is that you are awakening to that Bodhisattva energy. You're awakening to that place where you want to be of service and really work with the healing aspects and you know, really be of that place. Is that correct?
And that is correct, yes.
Okay, so when Jeshua said, and this is a quote from the Bible, he said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can ask a mountain to move, and it will move. Do you believe that?
I do believe that.
You do believe that, okay. So let me express something to you. This is not what it said in the Bible. It did not say, if you have faith in me, as small as a mustard seed, you can ask me to move a mountain, and if you're good, I'll do it for you. Right? It didn't say that.
Right.
It said that the power is in your hands. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
So if the power is truly in your hands, does that not make you the creator of your experience?
Yes.
So you are the creator of your experience. So in being the creator of your experience... I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
and being the creator of your experience, what is it that you are choosing to create?
I guess, you know, I'll fall back on old fears and then I'll let myself believe that it's an issue of self-esteem, but really it's all just my beliefs, I guess.
Right. Well, see, what you said was, I fall back on, okay? Now, what I'm actually asking for from you is, what are you going to create? Not what you did create, because what you just told me is the past. You fall
right.
back is what you said, right?
Right.
Let me ask you a question. I have a very wonderful lady. Her name's Holly Mattson. She does all of my bookings and all my stuff like that. She has a business called Lightseeds Office. She works for Lightworkers and she does all their office stuff. And she's lightseedsoffice.com. You can check her out. She gave me this little thing that I use all the time, and it's kind of an interesting statement, because what the statement is, can you go to the store last Thursday right now?
No.
You can't, can you? Can you go to the store next Thursday right now?
No.
No, so you can only be here in the present moment.
Right.
So last Thursday, all those things happened that gave you self-doubt and self-worth. Can you go back and fix them?
No, all I can do is deal with right now and choose how I want to feel right now, I guess.
And so are we setting that down and starting something new?
Okay. John?
Yes.
John,
yes.
And I don't mean to interrupt, sweetheart, neither one of you, but we've only got 3 minutes left on the show, so I need you to get to the point, darling.
Okay. Here we go. So go ahead and take a breath. Breathe. Bring it out.
Yep.
When you inhale, feel a tingle go to the top of your body. When you exhale, realize that you are exhaling anything, all of your fears that block you from doing the work. And as you breathe in, you are feeling it fill your body up with the perfect person that you are. And let me ask you this. Are you a healer?
Yes.
Yes, you are. So I am a healer.
I am a healer.
Okay. Are you doing good spiritual service to the world?
Yes, I am. I'm doing good spiritual service to the world.
Amen. You just said, I am doing good spiritual service to the world. You also said, I am a healer. What does that mean? It means that you have the confidence to do that and that you are doing it now in this present moment. All you have to do is hold on and just do it.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thank you, sweetie, for
calling.
Thank
you. God bless. Right. Thank you, Allison.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Allison, I get long-winded. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, God love you. I know that you could have gone on for a while there, but I was like, John, just get her to breathe, okay? Let's get it. Because I didn't want to have to cut you guys off because we've only got 1 minute left on the show. So, John, you know, and unfortunately we're not going to be able to take any more callers, but anyone that was listening to the show, and certainly, you know, go to John's website, which is johnofnew.com. And very reasonable services, you know, private sessions and also workshops that you can go to. I know that John comes, I hope you're coming back to Susan Duvall sometime because.
I think I'm going to be back over in Doylestown area in the month of June.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So I know I'm supposed to be over there. We're doing something with Tony Kenton as well over that way. So there's a couple different things I'm doing. Just keep an eye on the website and I'll be over that way.
Right, so also looking at the website, someone can find out where you're going to be and possibly attend some of your workshops, which, and also you do healing sessions, group sessions, which is wonderful, and workshops. So, again, that's johnofnew.com. John, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. God love you. And I honestly, it was even a little bit of an overwhelming experience for me just hanging out with you with all these healings and stuff. So thank you for that. And also you know, on a personal level, which it is all about me, okay, I'm the host, okay, I really got a lot out of just listening to you again, which reminded me of a lot of what you said during the healing. So I thank you for that as well, John. So
you
be well and keep doing the good work.
Well, thank you. I definitely will.
And come back and see us.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, John. All right, everyone. All right. Again, that's johnofdoon.com. Check out his website. He's a fabulous healer, and he's got my personal seal of approval. And I'll be back again next week. We have wonderful guests on the show. I think we have Andy Brewer on, and he's a psychic astrologer medium, so that'll be an interesting show. So I'll talk with you all next week. So y'all take care. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.